If you get in trouble as a TA, most likely it will be because of a conflict of interest. Hopefully you won't get in trouble with a TA, and helping you understand conflicts of interest will be a way of trying to help prepare that so you have a positive and successful experience as a TA. A conflict of interest occurs when what you would want as a TA and what you would want as a person differ, or are perceived to differ. For example, if a close friend is in a class that you're TAing, you might be expected as a TA to want to give them an accurate grade and as their friend to give them a positive grade. These could be in conflict. And so these conflicts of interest can be real. I can really have conflicted desires. They can just be perceived. People would expect me to have conflicted desires. Both of those can lead to problems and potentially lawsuits and serious long-term problems if they are handled poorly. There is, however, a very simple, easy to understand, universal rule for handling all conflicts of interests. Tell your supervisor. Tell someone that has authority over you to make decisions about on your behalf about your conflict of interest, and then do whatever they say to do as a consequence. This can be unnerving, embarrassing sometimes to explain your friends and enemies in the course and so forth, but as a consequence, you no longer are responsible for the decision they make, and they didn't have conflicted interests. And so this can be a safeguard, both from your own inability to make wise decisions when your interests are conflicted, and from various repercussions that could come along. So this is the universal rule. It applies for all of them. We're going to reiterate them as we talk about specifics, but we are going to talk about four specific types of conflict of interest that commonly are faced by TAs. The first one we're going to talk about is favoritism. This is what happens when siblings, friends, clubmates, etc. are in your class. You have a reason to be expecting to do nice things for them. Another example of favoritism is if your TA in another class is a student in the class you TA, which can happen particularly in the elective level, sometimes in other places as well. Right? You might be expected to want to be nice to them so that they'll be nice to you. Favoritism in all of its forms has the same rule you'd expect. Tell your supervisor. This does mean that you should contact your supervisor with a list of students in your class that you know and have some positive relationship or expectation of positive relationship with, along with what those are. If some students exist like that, or if you haven't checked, you should check. Look at the roster of the classes, witnessed in collab or the like. See if you know any of those people. And if you do, send your instructor an email saying, hey, by the way, I know these students. Is there anything you'd like me to do as a consequence? And then whatever they say back, do that. The flip side of favoritism is maltreatment. This would be enemies. But of course, most of us don't think we have enemies. So who else could this be? This could be exes, people we used to date and broke off with. People we disagree with in various external things, politically, socially, religiously, and so forth. People that have been mean to us. People that belong to rival clubs and so forth. Anybody who might be expected by others or actually yourself have some reason to want to see perform poorly. Same rule applies. Tell your instructor. Tell them the nature of your negative experience and why there might be some reason for a conflict of interest. Note that both favoritism and maltreatment expectations can come about as a consequence of being in the course. Over the course of interacting with students, there are some you'll realize are pleasant, nice people you like interacting with, and some you'll find are annoying, rude people you don't want to interact with. And this is fine. This is part of how a course works. If it develops into a significant thing, it might be worth telling your instructor, but in general, we expect this to happen. However, there's something we need to understand about this. You'll be tempted to share with your fellow TAs, to commiserate over how annoying some particular student is. And that's a fine thing to do, but you need to be careful when you're doing it not to assign blame. In your wording, it is not okay to say, this student is annoying, this student can't explain things. It is okay to say, I find myself annoyed by this student. I have trouble understanding what they're saying, right? You don't know, in general, whose fault it is that there's miscommunication or challenges there, and you shouldn't, in your speaking, in your writing, in your expressions, preferably even in your thoughts, Put all the blame on them. Recognize that there are two people involved in interactions, and you don't have enough information to know where the blame should go. But within that, it can be useful to commiserate, to get tips, to see if other people have suggestions about how to deal with them that you may not have had. All right. Favoritism and maltreatment are the most obvious forms of conflict of interest, but there's also paid tutoring. If you try to tutor for a class you also TA, this is a problem. In the semester you're TA, if you're tutoring for a class you also TA, then at a minimum, you are getting additional money off of the knowledge, experience, insider information, and reputation that you get for being a TA. And at most, you may be violating various other course policies and so forth. You need permission to do this. You need permission from the supervisor in each case. Okay, so if you get permission from the supervisor to tutor some particular student, and then they offer you more money, or somebody else comes in and wants to be tutored as well, or so on, you need to go back to the supervisor and tell them again. This may seem tedious, and the supervisor may even express this as tedious and tell you don't need to. They're wrong, you do. Okay? You need to make sure this is aware because there's all kinds of challenges that come along if you see are seen to be taking this resource provided by the university and selling it on the side. So make sure everything you do here is something the supervisor is aware of. And if the supervisor says no, then the answer is no. Now, once you've concluded your TAing experience, the following semesters, you're welcome to be tutor and you're welcome to mention you've been a TA for the class in the past. Okay, but while you're a TA for the class, you need to abide by this. In general, if you are allowed to be a paid tutor while you're TAing, you'll also be given some restrictions on how you can be as a tutor compared to TA. For example, you won't have access to answer keys and information about coming tests and so on as a tutor, which you might as a TA. This can be a challenging thing to handle, but you'll need to follow whatever it is your instructor says. And now, the most complicated and most legally challenging situation, romance. By romance, I mean anything from a lifelong passion that will cause you to be soulmates forever and ever, through to a brief flash of lust that causes you to do something sexual or think something sexual for a few minutes. Everything in between, from acting on to desiring, I'm going to lump into this broad category of romance. Romance, we need to deal with pre-existing first. Pre-existing romance falls under expectation of favoritism, probably, maybe maltreatment if it's sort of a former thing, but is really important that you're explicit that there is a romantic interest or relationship. Interest matters too. Is somebody you were waiting for to break up with their current significant other so that you could start diving in there? Joins your class, that's something that somebody need your supervisor needs to know. And this can be a little awkward. When I myself was hired as faculty, I had previously been a graduate student at the same university and was courting a graduate student in another department. I went to my supervisor. I explained this. The supervisor said, "They're in another department, everything's fine." But we had to have that conversation. There's safeguards around here, and I had to abide by my supervisor's restrictions. My supervisor could have given me additional restrictions and those would have applied. So, what if in your class you meet the love of your life or the person you really want to go to bed with for a night or whatever it is, any form of romance, okay? There is almost no ethical, legal way to initiate this. What do I mean by that? There's almost no way for you to initiate a relationship with somebody in your class while you're the TA of that class, without there either being or being the visual appearance of using your power in return for sexual favors, some sort of sexual bribery or extortion. This is hopefully not your intent, but it may be how it's perceived by the individual, whether or not they tell you this. It may be how it's perceived by third parties watching this. And so you just almost can't do this. So what do you do if you meet the person you want to spend the rest of your life with in class? Wait. If they're really your soulmate, they'll still be your soulmate in a few months when the course ends. But what if you lack the self-control to wait? Or what if you're worried that somebody else will swoop in and take this perfect person while you're waiting? If you really, really can't wait, you're welcome to come talk to me one-on-one, and we'll walk you through the complicated and involved process that is negotiating and initiation of a relationship. It will likely involve some reduction in your situation, various announcements, and so forth. If this needs to happen, let me know, and we'll walk you through it. I'm not going to share it in general, but the general rule is pre-existing romance. Make sure your supervisor is fully aware of the level and importance of that. And if you want to make a new one, just wait. Just wait for the course to end, and then you're welcome to do what you want. Conflicts of interest. These are not the only ones that exist. Others may arise, but remember, the simple rule is tell your supervisor and abide by what they say, and you will be fine.